Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, get a healthy snack tip that is perfect for these cold winter days.
You want to combine all of your ingredients together in the bowl, except for the honey and the butter.
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking.
I'm lucky I get to be around such great, great chicks all year long.
It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
Woo!
What's going on here, everybody? Welcome to Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. This is Vikings Huddle, and I'm your host, Paul Allen. The show is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. My main man right here, Josh Miller. Now, this is our student ambassador. He's our junior broadcaster from Nickelodeon Universe, where we offer up this family fun show. You get a chance to learn much more about the Minnesota Vikings. You get a chance to meet a member of the Minnesota Vikings. And for Josh, who has taken part in several of these shows, it's the continued cultivation of him trying to take my job as play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. That's your plan, right?
That is my plan.
Well, he's doing a great job. Asswood Elementary, we welcome all of you here. Make a little noise so they can hear you. All righty. Josh is in sixth grade. He's a sixth grader at Basswood. And again, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, we welcome you to Vikings Huddle. Let's meet our featured guest. He is a wide receiver and kick returner for the Minnesota Vikings. He's one of the very best in the National Football League. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Cordaro Patterson. Oh, you just did what the ref did to you to me. Cordaro Patterson with the Minnesota Vikings. Cordaro, first of all, welcome to Vikings Huddle. And you're 22 years of age now. When did you know you wanted to be in the National Football League, or maybe you could be in the National Football League?
I say 2 years ago in junior college. You know, coming out of high school, you know, I feel like I wasn't ready for this level. But, you know, I got to junior college. You know, my coach started telling me, you know, he can see me playing on a higher level. So that's when I started really paying attention to it.
Cordaro Patterson's first touchdown came at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. Kick return of 105 yards. Then at Mall of America Field, 109 against the Green Bay Packers. That was fantastic. Just like the interviewing skills of one Josh Miller, who's going to chat with number 84, Cordaro Patterson. Mr. Junior Broadcaster, take it away.
If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
I say the President of the United States.
Who? The president, Barack Obama? Mm-hmm. What would you ask him?
I just ask him, how does it feel to be in control of everything?
Mm-hmm.
You probably say, is there anything we can do with that tax bracket for this certain income level?
Yeah.
Come down a little bit or something?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part about playing for the Minnesota Vikings?
You know, just the fans. You know, I love the fans and just everyone around. You know, it's a good community to be here, you know. Our cheerleaders, you know, they good to us, you know, they cheering us on, you know. And it's just everybody around, man, just the fans, the family, and the players.
If you could model your game after anyone, who would it be?
I really don't model my game out of anyone, you know. I just like to be myself and just try to be ahead of everyone else. Don't try to be like no one. Just be yourself so you can do better than those guys.
On a past show, someone asked Joe Webb if he could beat you in a race. He said yes. What do you think?
What do you think, Josh? What do you think?
Yeah, Josh, what do you think?
Well, I heard that you did a 4.34 40 meter.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, combine numbers.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, we got to find out because I really think I would smoke Joel right now.
Yep. You're definitely fast, Cordaro. There's no doubt about it. But that hair might hold you back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
I don't know if it's aerodynamically sound. Josh?
Yeah, you play all different positions. How do you do that?
It's a blessing from God, you know. You know, I couldn't do it without God, you know. And I wouldn't be here without him, you know. Just all these positions, you know. I just got to lay it down on God's hand.
What's the transition like from college to the NFL?
The speed is a lot faster, man. You know, my first game in the Metrodome, we played the preseason game. After one play, I was winded out. You know, I had to sit down to get me some oxygen in me.
the speed's a lot faster. I thought you were the fastest guy in the NFL. That's what you just told us.
See, you know, everybody in college ain't that fast, so I was one of the fastest in college. When I got here, there's a lot of guys a little faster than me.
This show is called Vikings Huddle. What is the funniest thing said in the real Vikings Huddle?
You know, guys make jokes all the time, you know, but, you know, P.A., he's the really the funniest one around here. So, you know, you just got to listen to P.A. if you want to hear a great laugh.
Well, we thank you for that, Cordero. How about Josh Basswood? A round of applause for your classmate doing a great job. Josh Miller is our student ambassador, sixth grader, Basswood Elementary. I'm Paul Allen. That's Cordero Patterson. These are the beautiful Vikings cheerleaders. And this is Vikings Huddle from Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America. When we return, we have a healthy tip and a peek behind the scenes at Winter Park. It's Vikings Huddle. Don't leave.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi. My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings Football Club. Here I have Evan helping me today, and today we're going to make for you apricot almond granola. Are you ready? Okay. First, we have here four ingredients: chopped dried apricots. We have about a cup and a half of oats, about a cup and a half of golden raisins, dried cherries, coarsely chopped walnuts. We have honey, about 8 tablespoons of honey, slivered almonds, and we'll have melted butter, about 8 tablespoons, okay? So first, what you wanna do, come on, Evan, and help me here. You wanna combine all of your ingredients together in the bowl, except for the honey and the butter, okay? Apricots, there's the dried cherries. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna mix this really well. Just like that. Doesn't that look good?
Yeah.
Okay. So next, what we're going to do, we're going to take the butter, we're gonna melt the butter and the honey together, okay? And then we're gonna drizzle that over the granola, okay?
Sounds good already.
All right. Okay, so what we're gonna do now, add the honey to the melted butter.
Okay.
Stir it really good. Come on, junior chef, you can do it. There's your spoon. You can get it in there with the spoon. There, get it out of there. Okay, now you're gonna stir it up really good. I'll take that from you. All right. Stir it up really good like that, yeah? And once you do that, you're gonna add it to your granola mixture. Is that good enough?
Seems so.
Okay. Ooh, that looks so good. I love honey. Yum. Let's mix it up really good with a spoon. And then we're going to pour it into our sheet pan. And then we're gonna bake it at 350 degrees for about 15 minutes.
Should the children ask their parents to use the oven?
Absolutely. Okay, let's pour it on here. Spread it out really thin. Did you get all of it? Let's get some more. Let's get it all.
That's great. The more the better.
Okay, the more the better. All right. Now we're gonna throw it in the oven for about 15 minutes. Then we'll stir it, go another 10 minutes, take it out and let it cool, and then we'll break them up. Well, after 25 minutes in the oven, here's the finished product: apricot almond granola.
All right. Thanks for that pointer on staying healthy. You can learn more at fuelupToPlay60 at Vikings.com. Now, let's check in with our junior Vikings insider and go behind the scenes at Winter Park.
Hi, I'm here with Tammy, and she's been coaching the Vikings cheerleaders for 16 years. Now I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever coached any other cheerleading teams?
Well, I actually coached a high school dance team for 7 years, the high school that I graduated from, and was excited because I got to lead them to 5 state championships during that time. Wow. We were very competitive. And then I also became a choreographer while I was in college. I was also a choreographer for a lot of college bowl game halftime shows and involved in their productions. And then I was a choreographer for a lot of college nationals teams. So when they would go to national competition, I would choreograph their nationals routines. And I even had some national champions with them as well.
That's pretty cool.
And then after I graduated from college, I was a dance major. I was asked to take over as the Vikings cheerleaders head coach when I was done with my first season. So I only got to cheer for the Vikings 1 year. Wow. But it was an awesome year. And then I got to take over in 1998. Do you remember that year? Probably not. No. It was a pretty exciting year. We went 15-1. Still feeling the pain of that one.
Wow. What's your favorite part of coaching the Vikings cheerleaders?
My favorite part would definitely be that I get to work with the women on the team. So they're 18 to 32 years of age. They're all at different life stages. Some of the girls are just graduating high school or college or just getting married and starting their careers, or they're professional executives, and it's just really fun to be able to work with them not only on game day material and choreography, but also on life skills and helping watch them work towards goals together and be able to become best friends during the season. And I get to help formulate those relationships and help formulate the season, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful group of women. So I'm lucky I get to be around such great, great chicks all year long.
Thanks so much, Tammy, for joining our show today.
It was my pleasure. High five, girl.
Excellent insight behind the scenes at Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And when we return, we will learn more about your favorite team assisting the community. It's Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. Don't leave. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Here is Victor the Viking to tell you more about what's coming up this segment. Well, since Victor can't tell you, I can tell you the Minnesota Vikings with Victor the Viking are outstanding off the field. Community ambassadors. For more, take a look at this.
You know, driving up, it was beautiful. You know, I'm an outdoors guy, so I love seeing the trees and the lakes and the wide spaces and things like that. So it's been great. And I want to be part of the state of Minnesota. I want to be part of the people here. I want to get out and meet and go to as many different areas as I can. I want to wave the purple flag, and I want everybody to hopefully come and get on that wagon with me that I was on last night.
Well, you know what? I mean, I enjoy hanging out with the guys. It's a great opportunity to get back with some of the guys, and the fans up here are enjoyable. I mean, they have a great time, and it's just a great cause, you know. So it's kind of my connection still with the Vikings, and one of those that I really cherish.
To get together with some of these old dudes is really pretty fun, being an old dude myself now. But it's great to just see where guys are, get to reconnect. And also get to meet the new guys. You know, we know, I know several of the current players, even Everson Griffith is Arizona connection there, because he and my son played together, competed together. So it's just been really good to see these guys, see where people are, and to see their commitment back to the community again is also awesome.
It's just kind of cool to get back. You know, we got all these fans that support us throughout the whole season, and You know, just signing something, you know, can make someone's day. So coming out here and doing that and, you know, actually making an appearance and showing that we care for everyone, I think it means a lot for everyone that kind of sponsors and attends this event.
Another excellent moment in the community by your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's check in with the dude over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute. Victor?
Awesome. Thanks, PA. Yep, it's the dude here again at Children's Hospitals and Clinics in Minnesota. Cool. And hey, we're going to be talking about properly warming up your body and cooling it down when playing sports. Who better to help explain that than our very own physical therapist, Andrew? What's
hello,
up,
hello.
Man?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Oh, thanks for being here. So, we're not talking about the weather, right?
No, warming up and cooling down is a little bit different than the weather. It's things you do before and after exercise to prevent injury.
Exactly, I know that. Like standing in front of a heater before you play, or splashing your face with cold water after physical activity. Great. Thanks.
Not
back
so much.
To you.
So what? A little different. Oh. So warming up are things you do to slowly warm your body up before exercise or sport. And cooling down are things that calm your body back down so that you don't get injured and you can get your body ready to not play exercise or sport.
Okay. Well, would you like to demonstrate?
Sure. I can show you some.
Cool.
Slowly warming up your body can better prepare you for sport and exercise. Warm up should gradually increase your heart rate and cool down should slowly bring it back to your normal resting rate. A proper warm-up and cool-down may help prevent injuries such as muscle or ligament tears. Make sure your warm-ups are similar to the sport you're going to play. It usually is best to stretch after your warm-up.
Whoa, all right. Wow, who knew that warming up before you practice or play a sport was so important, as well as cooling down afterwards? Dude, thank you so much.
No problem.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60. Welcome back, Vikings Huddle, all of America, Nickelodeon Universe, Minnesota Vikings wide receiver, kick returner, Cordero Patterson, junior broadcaster, Josh Miller from Basswood Elementary, and I'm Paul Allen. It's time for our two-minute drill. Several students from Basswood here to ask Cordero Patterson some questions. First, what is your name and what's your question?
Emma, and my question is, what is your favorite part about being in the NFL?
My favorite part about being in the NFL is just to be with these great guys on my team and, you know, and the fans base. So, you know, we wouldn't be here today if we wouldn't have our fans. And, you know, just being around those great guys in the locker room and the great coaches around me.
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Alexandra. And if you weren't going to be playing football right now, what would you be doing right now?
I want to be a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody was going 36 in a 35 mile per hour zone, would you give them a ticket?
No, not at all.
46 in a 35.
I give them a warning.
Yes, go ahead, young man. What's your name?
My name is Jason, and my question is, what was your best moment in the NFL?
The best moment was against Green Bay Packers, opening kickoff 109 yards.
Fantastic question. Name and a question, young lady.
My name's Chloe, and what's your favorite part about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program?
Just the exercise, you know. It's always important to get outside for 60 minutes, you know, and just get around, just run around and make sure you get a good sweat in your body.
Good answer. Okay, our last one. What's your name, buddy, and what's your question?
My name is Ryan. What did it feel like when the ref didn't give you a high five?
Let me take fans back to that. It was a victory over the Chicago Bears. Cordero Patterson ran in the first touchdown of his career from 33 yards out. It was awesome. He jumped into the stands. A lady spilled a beverage on him. It got in his long hair. And then he was running through the end zone. He put out his hand to give the ref a five, and the ref shut him out. What was that like?
It was a bad moment for me, you know. I hate rejections, and I don't like to be rejected. So when I put my hand out to ref, he was like, no. And I was like, ref, I'm not going nowhere until you shake my hand.
And eventually he did. How about a round of applause for Cordero Patterson and all these kids from Basswood Elementary asking these great questions. Now Josh Miller has been our junior broadcaster. We are going to close Vikings Huddle by him breaking it down with Cordero Patterson.
Fill up to play 60 on 3. 1, 2, 3. Yeah!